我们这个人越来越破碎，这个世界越来越破碎。
Because our people broken, we are broken.
不是我们不懂道理。
Not because we don't understand things.
而是我们里面没有能力。
It's because we do not have power in us.
我们需要是上帝的能力在我们的里面，能够去爱，能够去给。
We need the power from God within us so that we can love and to give.
那所以呢，我们今天借着这个机会，借着母亲节呢，特别讲一下上帝的母爱。
So, today by Mother's Day, we will talk about the mother love through God.
那我们看看这个以赛亚书49章，大家放到以赛亚书49章。
Isaiah chapter 49.
这背景是当时神借着先知以赛亚呢。预言神要继续顾念以色列，因为以色列当时遭到极大的患难。
So it's a passage from Isaiah. God prophesied through Isaiah that even though Israel has abandoned God, that still God will show mercy.
Yeah. 那十四节呢讲到西安说耶和华离弃了我，主忘记了我。
So verse 14 it says.Desires that God has forsaken me, the Lord has forgotten me.
十五节，神就接着先知说呢，妇人也能忘记她侍奶的孩子，不连续她所生的儿子。
So the Lord answered, Can a mother forget the baby at her breast and have no compassion on the child she has born?
既或有忘记，我却不会忘记。
Though she may forget, I will not forget you.
看哪、啊，我见你的名刻在我掌上。
See, I have engraved you on the palms of my hands.
你的前脸常在我眼前。
And your walls are ever before me.
那后面呢，就讲到很多，就是我要带你的儿女要回来，我要重建你的家园。那这里讲到呢，特别的讲到就是说，妇人也能忘记她吃奶的婴孩。
So later the passage says, I will bring back your descendants.But when we focus on, it says where the mothers will not forget the children.
其实说，神说，即使妇人忘记她吃奶的孩子，神就不会忘记我。
Even if she forgets, God will never forget you.
那其实我们中间，我相信我们的弟兄姐妹，现在信主的不信主的，经历很多的状况，因为这个世界真的越来越复杂。
Whether you are believers or not, you have been through a lot of trials and tribulation in this world.
很多人有经济压力。
A lot of people carry financial burdens.
你住在温哥华，没有家经济压力的人不多。
So if you live in Vancouver, if you do not have financial burdens, it's rare.
人家做过一个调查，真正拥有自己房子的，其实20%都不到。
According for research, less than
20% of people
actually own a house.
其实都是银行的。
So mostly a borrowed from
them. 这是经济方面的一些东西，对不对？另外，工作的压力。
And also your career burden.
学业的压力。
Education burden.
是不是？婚姻家庭。
Family marriage issues.
所以我们有很多这样的压力。那我们真的是，这种母亲的这种爱，就是我们要体会这个父神这种母亲的爱，其实他永远在看顾着我们。
So we have to understand that our Godfather has this kind of motherly love for us.
那就是这里讲到呢，他说：“妇人也能忘记吃奶的婴孩，不连续说自己的儿子，既或忘记，我却不会忘记。”就是如果女人忘记她的孩子，我上帝却不会忘记。
Can a woman forget a baby? Even if she forgets, God will never forget you. See how I engraved you in the palm of my hand.
So,
every believer has this verse in their palm, and they have to rely on Him,
continually
rely on Him.
这是我们的确据。
This is our evidence.
那我觉得地上能够反映这种爱的人就是母亲的爱。
So I thought that the only thing that can represent God is this kind of motherly love.
我记得我母亲啊，给我很深刻的印象。
I remember my mother.
就是在我小时候的时候，有一次她病得非常非常的厉害。
When I was young, once she was very sick at her bed.
但是龙从里面浇水的那个时间到了，就是上面的水下来了，你赶紧要浇，不浇的话呢，过了你就过了这个村妹子的店，下面的你要浇了，他不给你浇了。
So in the village side, we have to water at a certain time. If we do not water at this time, the water will pass to the next village.
所以在你的田地那个口后面就要挖，用泥土做一个坝，把那个水截住。让水流到你的田里去。
So we have to make some forebar so that the water will stream down into our field.
我记得很清楚，是非常大的暴风雨。
I remember it was a stormy day.
我的妈妈其实她起不了床。
Indeed, my mother was had a difficulty time to wake up.
因为我爸爸呢是下放到另外的地方。
Because my father was being sent away by the government to a different place.
我才六岁吧。
I was only about 6 years old.
I just
woke up with my mom.
我想帮助她，但是根本帮不了，因为我很小。
I wanted to help her, but I couldn't because I was too young.
她就用尽了全身的力气把那个坝就堆起来。
So she used all her energy to build up a little bar so that the water can stream.
大，
大。So that the water can stream down to the
因为如果不能浇水，可能下面的田地就会荒了。我们家里有孩子就没有吃。
Because if you do not water at this time, our land will not produce anything later on.
所以我就记得这是最清楚的一幕。
So that was one of the very vivid memories of her.
对，就说这种母爱就是真的是非常非常伟大。
The love for the
money
is great.
再讲一个比较轻松的一个笑话，大家可能觉得太重了。
So I want to talk about something like a little less.
也是关于母亲的。那我们家有个邻居呢，我爸爸说他非常坏，但是我妈妈说他非常好。
So we have a neighbor. My dad said some bad thing about him, but my mom said he's a good.
也是跟我妈妈有关系。因为我爸爸为什么说他非常坏呢？
Why did my father say he is not a good person?
因为这个人呢，就是运动一来，他就早就会这么棒。
Because
是我们家的邻居。
During the revolution, he always pick up my father during the cultural revolution.
妈妈为什么说他很好呢？
Why did my mom say he was a good guy?
Very good guy.
A very good guy.
是因为是我在大概在。不到一岁的时候呢，我们家着了一次大火。
Because before I turned one, there was our house was on fire.
我妈妈呢就跑出来，她就觉得抱着我就跑出来。
So my mom wrapped me up and then she ran out the house.
结果出来以后呢，我们家的邻居就看到了，其实她手里面抱的是一个枕头。一下穿死。
So the neighbor saw, but indeed she didn't hold me. She was holding a pillow.
那这个邻居呢，他就立刻冲到火里面去，就把我也给抓住了。
So our neighbor ran into the house and grabbed me out of the house.
所以呢，我爸爸跟我说这个人多坏，我妈妈就说他特好。
So my father often say, "Oh, that's a bad guy," but my mom always say, "Oh, he's a good guy."
到今天，他们80多岁。也没有达到一致的意见。
Even though they are at their age, they still arguing about this.
但是我妈妈就是说，但是虽然她抱了一个枕头，到今天我也知道她是爱我的，就是她抱错了。
Even though she carrying a pillow instead of me, I still knew that she loves me.
因为那时候太慌张了，就抱了一个东西是错的。
She was in a hurry, so she grabs the pillow instead of me.
所以这是我就是很记得很清楚的一些故事。至于说那个邻居是好还是坏，大家现在先不要急。所以，我们今天呢，特别是先要的祝福我们的母亲。
So today we want to honor our mother.
我请 Mary 带有些花教会准备，本来师母要来，但是师母呢今天做了一个母亲，她在医院里面就陪我的二女儿。
My wife is supposed to come, but because our daughter is sick in the hospital, so she went to the hospital.
我的女儿要求妈妈今天陪她。
So my daughter demanded her to be there.
我觉得妈妈应该陪她。
And I thought that Susan should be there.
大家请我的女儿继续祷告。
And please pray for my daughter as well.
她这个病呢，好像是从亚洲带来的。丈夫今天的大夫好多时候，有些东西是不是太清楚。
So she's got this virus, probably carried from Asia.
我们请母亲上来，好
不
好？所有的母亲上
来。
我们请母亲们上来，今天是你们重要的日子，我们在主的面前要 honor 你们，也要祝福你们。好，大家站成一排在前面对着大家。母亲真的非常的重要。当耶稣上十字架的时候，他最后一句话，他把他的母亲交托给他的门徒约翰。他说：“儿子，看这是你的母亲。”
说
妇人看这是你的儿子。所以他把他的母亲交托给约翰。因为在以后的日子里面，他必须要有一个信得过的人来照顾他的母亲。所以我们今天也是，当我们看到这些母亲的时候，想想我们自己的母亲，也是说要看看这些母亲，因为它代表着所有的母亲和上帝的爱。
So we look at these mothers and think about our mothers and honor our mothers.
所以我请大家都起立，好吗
？So everyone rise to stand up.
那虽然我们教会人不多，年轻人也不多，不管我们是老的少的，都有母亲。今天我们这些年轻的母亲是我们的代表，母亲的代表。在我们先请Mary 把这个花呢，包括你自己也是母亲，不要忘记啊，发给你。那这是教会小小的一个心意。那为什么要大家看这些母亲呢？
Why do we ask you to look at these mothers?
第一，我们的母亲确实很漂亮。
Our moms are beautiful.
对。那第二个呢，就是说，他们代表着世上的这种爱，最后一道防线。
And they also represent the last barriers.
我们祝福他们这种爱。继续在一个母亲的心里面，他们后面所有的母亲任重而道远。那么 much work to do later， 所以我们要来在后面要来扶持他。我们特别是做丈夫更要来祝福他，
祝福他。
做儿女的也是一样。
And also our children too.
我们作为整个教会也要来 support 祝福。
And also as a church, we need to support our mothers.
就是说，能帮助的我们都要来帮助。
In any ways, we will help in any ways.
第一个是我们的祷告，主里面的爱。好的，我们伸出手来祝福我们的母亲，好不好？今天有七位 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7，这是一个完全的数字，代表所有的母亲。 很有名，八倍，八倍是一个新的开始，哈哈哈哈
哈。
好的，我们一起来祝福，好，祝福我的母亲。主啊，使得这么感谢。为你那种伟大的爱向上看，你把这一种爱放在母亲的心里，以至于我们每一个人从小不论在什么环境里面都能够安全的成长，因为我们的母亲们为我们遮风挡雨，在别人放弃的时候他们永不放弃，在别人就是要陷入低谷的时候他们要坚强站起来，
so when even if everyone else will drop to the bottom of their lives, they still stand firm to support us.
因为他们爱我。
Because they love us.
谢谢你把这种爱放在他们的里。
Thank you that you have put this kind of love in your heart.
你祝福他们。
Bless them.
祝福我们在此的母亲，还有在远在不世界各地的母亲。
Bless the mothers that are in us and also far from us.
让他们身体健康，一无所缺，你的爱常在他们的周围，你的信实，你的这个你的能力常常护庇他
们。
我们再次的说，在你面前要感恩，我们有母亲。主啊，我们也给我们这一种怜悯的爱来遮盖我们母亲任何的弱点。
And give us this merciful love so that we can cover any kind of weakness that our mothers have.
让他们心里得安慰。
So that they will be confident.
让他们所做的一切在你的手里面都要立定。
So everything that they do will be established in your hand.
也把智慧赐给他们。
And give them wisdom.
继续的来养育儿女
，so that they can bring our children up.
主要让他们当儿女长大的时候，也能够来享受他们的成果。
And so when their children grow up, they will enjoy their fruits.
主要我们再次的把我们母亲们交托在你的手上。
And once again, we put our mothers in front of them.
奉主耶稣。
Amen.
Amen. 好，给他们一个掌声，好吧？谢谢每一个人提到母亲的时候都会非常的感动。但是我们在今天，真的谁都需要神的爱。也需要到神的能力。前几天我们有些弟兄姐妹去参加一些特会，我不知道你们有没有装备，还有风险性大会啊。
So some of us have went to a gathering, so I wonder if you guys want to share.
上来先去，因为神把不同的恩赐呢赐给了大教会，有一些有师徒的恩赐、先知的恩赐，他们来帮助不同的教会啊，让弟兄姐妹来成长，来借着这些特会呢来鼓励我们的信心。让我们经历他的大能。
Because God has given us different churches, different anointings, so that they can bring the Christians.
从周四、五、六这三天特会。
So we had a gathering from Thursday to Saturday, 3 days.
叫保罗牧师在讲这个方言和异地版本。
So Pastor Paul talked about
talking
in tongues and also about
healings. 在这方言上呢，就是得到了一点体会。
So about talking in tongues, I had some kind of understanding.
就是能开口说方言来超越自己。
So I talk in tongues so that I can build myself up.
然后圣灵啊，圣灵来充满。
And then the Holy Spirit filled me.
当时是很激情啊，很激情，激动的激动。
It was a very excited moment.
这三天呢，也很兴奋，因为神的同在。
So the past few days, I was filled with God, and I was very excited.
然后这个是使徒保罗呢，他呢就是能够看到神和神，就是看见神跟我说，我是个懦弱。
So Pastor Paul was able to see, and then he will be able to tell me that God wants to say something to me.
对，的确是很真诚啊。
It was quite.
感谢主啊。
好，感谢主，就是这些恩赐呢，神赐给了不同的人。
So God gave different anointings to different people.
那其实呢，神也会把这些恩赐赐给我们中间的人。
And in fact, God will also give us this kind of anointing.
那圣经上呢说，我们要来渴慕，也要求。
So the Bible says we have to long for this kind of gifts, and we also
desire. 嗯。
Yeah.
另外呢，就是赐恩的是主，他有他的主权。
The one who gives is God. He has his authority.
所以他会把这样的恩赐更多的赐给这一个人，把另一种恩赐赐给另一个人。
So he has the power to give this someone this kind of anointing and different anointing to a different people.
所以我们呢要 decide.
So we have to decide.
那我们过去在这个遇见神的会里面也是这样，好多硬刚会，这种也很多。
And in the past we have the encounters.We also see a lot of these kind of things.
那所以呢，我们希望在以后的日子里面，就是继续的有更多新的人来，特别神的这种能力会在新的人的身上彰显。
And so in the coming days, we will pray for more new people, so that because a lot of times God's heart is on the people who haven't believed.
所以呢，就是我们每一个人做好准备，你的心敞开，无论在任何地方呢，神都会来祝福你，也要来用你。
So be prepared. So because in any place, God can be filled you up.
但是呢，神拣选一些人呢，就是先要把这个火种点起来。
God has chosen a certain people so that they can lift up the fire.
来激励大家。
So that will encourage others.
所以我们的祷告也是我们的教会的每个弟兄姐妹们更加火热的来追求主爱主。
So our prayer is that every one of us in this church will be longing for God.
不要把我们的思想看在我们的软弱呀这个那个上。
Do not focus on our weakness.
你如果听这些这个行神迹的好多这种牧者啊、赐福的这个见证呢，其实他们并不是刚强的人。
So if you hear a lot of testimony from these people who perform miracles, they are not strong people.
不要搞错。
Please don't mistake it.
而是因为不断的呼求神，神给赐给他们更大的信心。
It's because they continually to ask God so that God will give them the power.
那我觉得今天呢，神放在我心里的感动呢，就是继续的回到我们的神的话语。那有一些神耶稣讲的比喻呢，所有的比喻对了解神的国度非常非常的重要。
So a lot of parables that Jesus talked is very important in the kingdom of God.
那今天呢，我们会讲这个撒种的比喻。
So we'll talk about the parables of the sowing seed.
我们先来读一遍。但那一天，耶稣从房子里出来，坐在海边，有许多人到他那里聚集。他只得上床坐下，众人都站在岸上。
Matthew 13.
The English speaking complete there, we will not translate. 他用比喻对他们讲许多的道理，说有一个撒种的出去撒种，撒的时候有落在路旁的，肥鸟来吃尽了；有落在土浅石头地上的，土气不深， 发苗最快，日头出来一晒，因为没有根就枯干了，又落在荆棘里的，荆棘长起来把它挤住了，又有落在好土里的就结实，有100倍的，有60倍的，有30倍的，有耳可听的就应当听。那耶稣呢讲了很多很多的比喻，在真奉新约里面呢，就是说有大概40多个比喻。
So Jesus had talked a lot of parables, around 40 of them in the Bible.
那这个比喻呢，还有另外一个比喻呢，是耶稣亲自解释的。
So one of the parable, this parable and the other one, Jesus has personally translated.
Interpreted.
Interpreted.
那其他的比喻呢，耶稣没有来解释。所以耶稣没有解释的呢，大家就可以发挥。
So once Jesus did not explain, you can think about on your own.
啊，你也可以写书，写一本书来解释。
You can even write books on the parables that he did not explain.
但耶稣解释了的呢，就没什么可写。
But once Jesus has explained, it's nothing.
为什么呢？我想没有一个牧师比耶稣解释的更好。我想，如果耶稣把所有的比喻都解释了，穆斯林会放生。
If Jesus explained all his parables, then we probably don't need a job as a pastor.
这是开开玩笑，但也是事实。
Yeah, it's true. You know, it's, oh, I'm just telling you a joke.
你知道，耶稣这里讲呢，就是说这样的比喻呢，说撒种的出去撒的时候呢，有这样四种情况。
So Jesus said that the Man went out to sow the seeds. There are four things that may happen.
有四种土壤。
Four type of soil.
那四种情况就是。
So basically, what kind of condition?
那我们如果初次读到这个比喻，而没有读到下面的解释的时候，我想大家心里都有些感受。
So if we do not read the explanation later on, I bet every one of us will have some kind of our own.
你觉得好像耶稣在对我讲什么东西？那我是属于哪一种土壤
呢？
那耶稣为什么要向我讲呢？
Why Jesus wanted to tell me about this?
那我们先看看耶稣的解释，我再加上我的一些机会和应用。
So we will see how Jesus explained this, and then I also gonna talk about like how to apply this kind of things.
第十节，门徒进前来问耶稣说，对众人讲话为什么用比喻呢？耶稣回答说，因为天国的奥秘只叫你们知道，不叫他们知道，凡有的还要加给他，叫他有余，凡没有的连他所有的也要夺去。所以我用比喻对他们讲，是因为他们看也看不见，听也听不见，也不明白，在他们身上正应验了以赛亚的预言，说你们听是要听见却不明白，看是要看见却不晓得，因为这百姓有蒙了心，耳朵发沉，眼睛闭着，恐怕眼睛看见，耳朵听见，心里明白，回转过来我就医治他。但你们的眼睛是有福的，因为看见了；你们的耳朵也是有福的，因为听见了。我实在告诉你们，从前有许多先知和义人，要看你们所看的却没有看见，要听你们所听的却没有听见，所以你们应当听着撒种的比喻。凡听见天国道理不明白的，那恶者就来，把所撒的在他心里的夺了去，这就是撒在路旁，撒在石头地上的，就是人听了道，但下欢喜灵受，这是因为心里没有根，不过是暂时的，即使被道遭了荒难，受了逼迫，立刻就跌倒。撒在荆棘里的，就是人听了道，后来有世上的思虑、钱财的迷惑，把道挤住了，不能结实。撒在好地上，就是让听到明白了，后来结实，有100倍的，有60倍的，有30倍的。这里呢，耶稣讲了，中间讲了一段呢，好多时候我们不太明白，为什么说是听是听见，听是听不见，看是看不见，又说恐怕他们回转过来，就心里得一致。这个恐怕这个词呢，就是恐怕的意思，就是我们中文的也许的意思啊，不是怕的意思。有的人说是耶稣怕人回转过来，就得意思，不是怕的意思。
So before the explanation says that you listen, you hear, you stay through seeing they do not see, through hearing they do not hear or understand, because for the fear that they will return.
Understand with their hearts and
turn,
and I will heal them.
Yeah. Not that Jesus do not want to heal them, but just saying that maybe they, if they listen, they will heal.
It's not because he does not want to heal them, but he said it's otherwise. So list, less, human less. So the people, most of the people, they listen in different heart conditions.
Things above is hard to understand. So the coming kingdom is not easy to explain in words.
昨天有一个学生到我这里来教授，他的生活里面发生很多问题，学不下去。
So I have a student who came to me yesterday. He has going through a lot of troubles that he couldn't study.
那好多时候不是我们不明白，而是我们做不了，不知道从哪里怎么做。
Sometimes it's not because we do not know, is we can't do it.
他爸爸就说，牧师，你再给他讲讲道理，我讲他不听，你讲他就听。
his father was telling me, oh, pastor, can you please talk to him again? Because things I say, he do not listen.
我当着他爸爸和他的面，我说我讲了很多，讲的很多，你要我讲，我过去都讲过了。
So in front of his father and him, I said, I already talked to you a lot of times, and I already told you what I have to tell.
下面是怎么做，能不能做到的问题。
And the following is that what you cannot do it on a one.
那问题是谁能做到呢？耶稣讲的东西谁能做到呢？
So what kind of things can you do according to what Jesus asked you?
那他爸爸让他就是在温哥华好好学习，这么一件事情，他都做不到。
Father want him to study hard in Vancouver. Just simple things.
你说多少人能够讲耶稣做的事情呢？要你做的事情呢？
How can you do the things that Jesus tell you to do?
那如果耶稣说你做不到，那耶稣为什么要讲呢？
If you cannot do it, then why Jesus still saying it?
那就是耶稣说的，我们是能做到。
Because the things that Jesus said, we can do.
也是为了我们的好处。
Also for our benefit.
但是呢，需要神的力量和帮助。
But we need the power from God, and we also need the help from God.
那这是一开始神的计划就是这样。人独立于神的时候，他的存在是毫无价值和意义。
This is the first plan from God. Without God, we are nothing. We cannot do anything.
唱出来读。就是说，上帝人离开上帝呢，就像树离开根叶。
So if we away from God, it's just like we've been cut off from the root.
所以这个树它以后做什么呢？最后其实都没结果。
So no matter what the tree will do, there will be no result. No.
所以呢，就是说神当让我们看到他的国度的时候呢，必须要依靠他自己。
So we need to trust on God for the king, for his kingdom.
那不然他讲的任何东西我们也做不到。
Otherwise, anything that he says, we can't do it.
所以我们今天来到教会呢，就是要来信耶稣，来依靠耶稣。
So today we come to our church just to believe in Jesus and to.
但是耶稣讲的说，在人不能的，在神凡事都能。
So man, even though man cannot, but Jesus can.
所以有时候我们希望牧师或者一个属灵的长辈给我做点什么东西。
Sometimes we want to depend on a pastor or an elder to do something for us.
你最后发现，如果生命有 N 高这个目测的时候呢，它能医治你的癌症吗？医治不了。Very simple.
God has not anointed the pastor. How can you get the healings through him?
For cancer.
Yeah. How can yeah?
这是不可能的事情。
This is impossible.
大夫很有可能，他牧师是不可能。
Maybe a doctor can, but not a pastor.
所以我们来到这里来呢，就是我们要认真的来追求神。
Sincerely seek his face.
所以这里讲到的这个四种情况呢，耶稣已经解释了，所以我不用太多解释。
Jesus already explained the four conditions.
那我就重复谈一下。第一个呢，就是说，这种撒在路旁的呢是什么？撒在路旁的就是人，这个。恶人就来，撒旦来把他心里面的种子就拿走。
So the first type is that the soil that been sown on the roadside, the evil ones come in, yeah, evil ones come.
那这种情况呢，就是世界上非常多。
And it's quite common.
有时候传福音的时候，有的人说，哦，这个对你很好，对你很好，你信吧，跟我没关系。
So when we tell someone else, spread the gospel, the person may respond, okay, this is good, but maybe good for you.
有的人说，哎呀，耶稣是一个很好的一个故事，但是呢，他这样一大套理论。
Some people may say, oh, it's a good story and some kind of a.
有的人呢，因着其他宗教的一些理念和捆绑呢，他出不来他原来的那个框框。
Some people they may have their own kind of religions in them, they cannot get out.
那这就是第一种情况呢，就是说我们发现人也给他传福音，这么简单的一个东西，要他得生命，但是他听不懂，也不想要。
So it's very simple thing that you find that when you talk about gospel to this person, even though it's good for them, giving them new life, they cannot receive it.
那第二种呢，就是说是在土前石头地上的人听了到呢，当下非常高兴。
The seeds have been fell on the rocky sides. So when the person first received it, they feel with joy.
但是呢，后来因为什么呢？遭到一点点的逼迫啊，他就放弃了，患难逼迫就放弃了，跌倒就是放弃了。
But maybe they have some troubles and need some persecutions and they gave up.
这种人在教会历史上也很多。
So in the history of Christian life, there's a lot of.People are like that.
就是听到的时候很高兴。
So they are very joyful when they first believe.
但遇到患难的时候，为什么神不爱我？
So if persecutions come, they will question, why God didn't love me?
为什么不帮助我？
Why didn't God help me?
我就不信。
And then they stop believing.
那第三种呢，就是说，撒在荆棘里面，就是让听了道呢，那就也扎了根。
And the third type is.The seed has sown on the thorn side, the thorns, among the thorns.
Also rooted.
Yeah, it's rooted.
但是呢，你们有世上的思虑、钱财的迷惑，把道就记住了。就说呢，世上太多的思虑，天天 worry， 还有呢，钱财的迷惑。这个世界上，钱财在迷惑人。
Yeah, because of the money, the things of the world has been.Prevented from worrying.
Worry is money.
Worry.
那所以呢，就是因为钱财的迷惑和这个 worry 呢，就让人就不能接受，这是最后没结果。
So the worry of life and also money makes it unfruitful, cannot be grow fruits.
就是扎了根，但是不结果。
Yeah, so it has roots, but it does not produce.
那最后一种呢，就是好土。
So the last type is the good soil.
好土呢，就会结实100倍、60倍、30倍。
So it yields 100 times, 60 times, 30 times.
我看大家有点瞌睡了。那讲到好土呢，讲一个笑话。
我会把故事说完。
有一个姐妹呢，她喜欢打扮，人长得也很不错。来到教会呢，她就很追求，人家说你就是好土。
So I know a sister who is good looking and he likes to wearing good clothes and makeup. And so every time he comes to...
And also like to read the Bible and to desire for God.
Yeah, so when they come, when she comes to church, people say, oh, she's a good soul.
所以人家就说你是好土，你是好土，你好土，你好土。他说我哪有好土，穿着好洋气。为什么老是说我好土呢？这是一个 Chinese joke。
So good soil in Chinese means someone who dresses trashy, you know. So when she comes to church, and people say, oh, you are good soil, and she will say, why I'm so fashionable? Why you say I'm dressing trashy?
所以名词到教会都是好土好土，直到后来很长一段时间才明白，好土就是种子可以种进去，立刻发芽结果。
So she came to the church for a while, then she realized that good soil doesn't mean she dress trashy, but means that she's a good soil that can produce
fruits. 讲到这里呢，就是你说耶稣呢，其实把这些东西历代的情况看得非常清楚。
Like all these things clearly through generations.
我读到这些的时候，一开始都是我就说，哇，他就是神，因为他太清楚世界上将来或现在要发生的事情。
So when I read this passage, I know that Jesus is God because He knows things that are happening right now, before or even after.
所以让我心生敬畏。
So I have the fear of God.
但是耶稣把这些东西讲得那么准确，这是不是要显示他的智慧呢？这是不是他的目的呢？
So is it Jesus' intention to show his wisdom?
我相信神不是要来表现他的智慧。
So I believe Jesus is not saying this to represent his wisdom. To
神的心里面最主要的是爱。
So the most important thing that God has is the love.
就语重心长地告诉大家，这些事情都要发生，但是我希望你。不要窝在千年的山上。
He's saying this sincerely to every one of us. These things will happen, but do not.
But I expect you don't fall the first fall into the first three categories. 我不知道你们做父母的今天想到就是，你用这种心肠，好多时候语重心长的跟孩子讲。
So as a parent, a lot of times we say these things to our children.
你试着你把你的智慧讲出来。
Yes, you indeed tell your children the wisdom.
一个健康的父母不会表现自己的智慧。
A healthy parent will not show their wisdom. I mean,
他的目的不是要表现。
His intention is not show how smart they are.
他的目的是说，孩子，我真的也好。
The true intention of a parent is that, oh, they really want the good for the children.
那历史上解经的人呢，就有不同的解法。有人说，这个教会可能就是侍奉自己的人得救。
So in the past, there's a different translation. I mean, sorry, explanation on this passage. Some people say, okay, only one quarter of the people who come to church will go to heaven.
那有的人就会说，这些都是命定的，就是这个人就是这种人那种，是那样。
Some people may say, oh, this kind of things are ordained by God. Some people.Just
predestined
by God. So some of them are just the good soil, some of them are the, you know, rocky places.
但是在我读经的时候，我常常说神啊，你的心是怎么样？
But when I read and I will ask God, okay, God, what's in your heart?
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
在他里面没有黑暗。
In Him there's no darkness.
所以当他讲到这些的时候，是说你要知道这些情况。但是你要成为第四种。
So he is saying, okay, there are four categories, but I want you to be the last one.
那既然不要彰显他的智慧，为什么写在这里呢？
It's not his intention to show his wisdom. Why is it written in here?
第一个，听到的人要起念。
First is the people who hear about this needs to be alert.
第二个，让我们这些一进信主的人。要来帮助他们，要来祷告，要来迫切的来祷告。
And those who are already believers will sincerely seek the Lord and pray and intercede.
曾经我碰到不少的人，就是人们就是因着他母亲的祷告，这个人从罪恶里面回转出来，被神用。
So in the past, I meet a lot of people because their mother's intercessions. He has turned himself away from evil, a total person.
所以这里的这个讲给我们听的时候，不是说要让我们哎，你要知道这种人有这种人这种人 ，no， 生的意思不是说要你去知道这么多的东西，或者说把哪一个人划到哪里。
So it's not God's intention to let you like put people into categories to put them on their soil, their best soil. It's not His intention.
那即使你知道有的人是这样一个人，但是呢，神说你不要论断。
So even if you know like these people are in this kind of category, God do not want you to judge.
因为神永远给人机会。
Because God always gives people opportunities.
让我们要有他怜悯心肠。
So that we will have this merciful heart. Like、him.
要付上爱
and love,
要付上能力
and also,
付上祷告
and give your, prayers, intercession.
那我们所以要为第一种人要祷告
we pray for the first type of people.
看到好多人真的是忽略这么大的机会
we see a lot of people have ignored this kind of this merciful love. Sorry.
这是一个多大的就是人生里面最重要的东西就是认识耶稣。
The most important thing in our life is to know Jesus.
但是第一种情况的人，就因着各种的原因呢，把最重要的东西忽略了。
And the first type of people, because the things in their life they have neglected the most important thing.
因为这是关乎生命的东西。
Because it's about life and death.
我曾经认识一个同学，在 McGill， 后来在温莎大学当教授。这个人呢很有意思。
Winston
Professor in Winston 他为什么那么特别呢因为他六岁的时候他就天天哭因为他的人讲了要死
Why is he so special? Because since he was sick he cried because he knew that one day people would die
他说我讲了要死
He cried because he would die one day
别人都说他有问题
People think he has problems
那其实呢他是最正常的
But indeed he's a very, he's most
important 为什么因为他提前想到将来的结局
Why is that because he foreseen the things that are going to happen
那不能说人多了就是正确的这个是现在世界上流行的观念他想的是对的六岁的时候想到将来要死这是对的
So a lot of times we will people who believe things the most at the most will believe that's true but it's notWhen he was six, he was right in the beginning that he knows he will die one day.
那所以别人呢就觉得他奇怪。
But other people think he was weird.
他不是别人奇怪，不是他奇怪，而是别人奇怪。虽然别人是多数。
It's not he is weird. It's the other people who are weird.
但人到生命尽头的时候，好多人就会表现出来对生命的一个反省。
So a lot of people towards the end of their life, they will.Have this kind of reviews of their life.
回忆他过去所做的事情。
Think about the things that they did in the past.
那有一些中央中部的老干部到这来给他创富，他说：“小王啊，我及时跟你讲，现在我很害怕，因为每一天在等死。”
So a lot of the government officials when they come to me, they will say, "Oh,
retired."
They will say, okay, indeed I have fear in me because I'm just waiting for my death.
孩子长大了。
Children are grown up.
他们走自己的路了。
And they have their own lives.
过去我在公司里面在单位上面叱咤风云今天没人理我。
So in the past, even though I had powers in my job place and my careers, but now I'm nothing.
他说其实我一天都很恐惧。
So every day I live in fear.
那就是，所以我们要来祷告，让真的清醒过来，要认识到生命的可贵。
So we need to pray so that people will wake up and know how important your life is.
那我们也要为第二种人来祷告。
And we also pray for the second category.
就是看起来欢欢喜喜啊，圣灵充满啊，接受耶稣那么高兴啊，但是呢，没有根。
So those who seem so joyful when they first receive, but they do not have.
那。这第二类的人呢，往往在就是遇到一些问题的时候呢，他会去找别人的过错。
So these people like when they have some kind of persecution, they will pick on others and thinking it's their fault.
那其实呢，因为根扎不下去呢，自己里面有石头。
But but they do not have root because there are rocks in them, so the roots cannot go down.
所以我们祷告呢，让他自己圣灵的融化他的心，靠到里面的石头，石头拿掉。
So we pray that the Holy Spirit will be in them, so that their heart will be softened, so that they can see the rocks in them.
能够结果子。
So that they can bear fruit.
那真的有时候我讲我朋友的故事，真的我觉得不好意思，但是我觉得有时候就是我发生在周围，就是好多的例子。有一个年轻人，就是说因为他在谈恋爱的事情上呢受挫。
So I have a friend, he has some issues with their relationship, with his relationship.
但是呢他一直有一个雄心，将来要做医生。
He had a dream to become a doctor.
因着谈恋爱的缘故呢，就是理想迟迟不能达成。
Because this relationship that he had, he couldn't achieve his goal.
他就觉得心里很痛苦，因为他是一个基督徒呢，他一张口就抱怨神。
Because he's a Christian, so every time he speaks, he will complain about God.
为什么神让这样的事情发生在我的身上？
He will complain that why God has put me.
他不是爱我的吗？让我浪费我的生命，浪费我的时间，让我受伤害。其实主的道，真的进道里面呢，就是扎根，就是医治，带来的是医治，带来的第二次的机会，带来的就是能力和自由。
But when the word of God that had rooted in us, it will bring healing, it will bring hope, it will bring.A second renewal.
啊，所以让我们就来给我们的弟兄姐妹祷告，叫这样的医治来，能够神的道种进去。第三种情况呢，就是这种钱财的迷惑、思虑这些东西。
And the third time, the worry about your life and money.
其实已经扎了根。
Indeed, you have roots.
其实我常常为我自己祷告的呢，就是第二种、第三种，让我不要陷在第三里面，
so,
特别是第三种。
So the prayer I pray for myself is especially the second and the third, especially the third, so that I do not worry about money and the worries of my life.
生活在温哥华。
We live in Vancouver.
现在有两个女儿一起上大学。
I have two daughters who go to university at the same time.
一个。要去美国。
One will go to the States.
美国的学费是今年的至少五倍。
So the tuition fee is probably five times.
你说我应该，我说也是不怕的。
Five times more than what we pay right now.
应该考虑钱的问题，不应该。
So should I be worried? Should I be thinking about money?
但是我的祷告是神，不要让我陷在这个里面，让这个经济把我挤住。
So I pray God that I do not.Engage my mind in this so that I do not be worried about money.
Fall into this trap.
But through this, I will experience your.
所以请大家也为我们来祷告。
And I also ask the congregation to pray for me and my.
我想我们中间好多人都面临第三种的试探。
I think most of us will face the temptations. From the third type of soil.
我相信主耶稣的目的写在这里，让我们要彼此鼓励，让我们真的不断的来依靠我们的主。
So I believe the intention of God is for us to continuously to encourage each other and to pray each other.
成为第四种土壤。
So that we can become the fourth type of soil.
结果子一百倍。
Yield fruit 100 times.
六十倍。
60 times.
三十倍，所以呢，我们的希望就是我们真的让神的道种在我的里面。
So we want the word of God will be rooted in us.
不找任何的借口。
And there's no other excuse.
讲到这里，再讲一个笑话，真实的笑话。
Joke.
Joke. 曾经有一个传道人呢，在带他的儿子去非洲去传道。
So once this preacher that who took his son to Africa.
这个是我的老师。
He was my teacher.
他的儿子呢就爬树。
And so his son climbed up a tree.
爬到树梢上的时候呢，他的爸爸就说：“你再不能爬，再爬 树梢得断了你就要掉下。
So his father said, son, do not go any further. If you go up a little bit more, the branch will break and you will fall.
结果呢，他不听，他真的就往上爬，最后就 fall， 最后就骨折了。
So he did not listen to his father, so he continued to climb and then he fell and he broke his bones.
你知道他怎么样跟他的爸爸讲？
You know what he said to his father?
不是，这个像是大海。
Can you think about it? And so, what did he say to his father?
因为这个信神的人呢，他就以这种神的一些东西就会来属灵化。
So, people who believe God, they will use these things to make it like
spiritualize. 他说：“爸爸，因为你咒诅我，所以我就掉下来。他三天不跟他爸爸讲话，他是说爸爸咒诅我，所以我才掉下来。”
So he said to his father, because you have cursed me, so I fell.
所以我们读圣经读到这里的时候，你读到的是咒诅你呢，他是在祝福你，他是你的敌人，还是他是你的爸爸？
So when you read the passage, is God cursing you or blessing you? Is he your foe or your father?
所以我们今天一定要意识到，主就是爱。
We have to know that God is love.
耶稣来就是担当我们的罪。
Jesus came to carry our burdens.
他来没有别的目的。
He has no other intention.
他说我来不是要审判，我来要拯救。
I come not to condemn you, but to save you.
所以我们一起来起立，我们来做个祷告，让今天的道中间的人。主啊，是的，主，我们再次的来感谢你、赞美你。
Once again, we praise you.
主啊，你的心里面只有爱。
There's only love in you, Lord.
很多时候你语重心长。
A lot of times you say.
很多时候你的心里面充满了悲伤。
A lot of times your heart is burdened.
但是你知道，你的能力已经赐给了我们每一位。
You know the power you already have given us.
因着耶稣在十字架上付上的一切的代价。你说只要我们信就能得着。
You said if you believe then you will have it.
主啊，我们愿意来到你的跟前。
We come to you, Lord.
先信你赦罪的大能。
We believe your power to forgive us.
先信你完全的恩典。
We believe in your total mercy.
啊，在你没有任何的黑暗。
In you there's no darkness.
在你的心里面只有爱。
In your heart there is only love.
哦，你就是要把那恩典白白的赐给你的儿女。
You give us this grace.
无论我们多么软弱，
even though how weak we are,
你都知道。
You know.
但是你不定我们罪。
But you do not condemn us.
你却要我们来到你的跟前。
You just want us to come to you.
那取生命泉的水白白的来喝。
To get the living water from you without cost.
我觉得我们把心敞开，向耶稣。我们有一些自己的祷告，提升你的信心，让你真的敞开来接受神的祝福。我们有几分钟的祷告，自己祷告。你有方言的，你就用方言祷告，你怎么祷告都可以。
哈利路亚。
主啊，你说妇人也能忘记她吃奶的孩子。
How can a woman forget a baby at her breast?
即或忘记，我也不会忘记。
Even if she forgets, you will not forget.
我把你铭刻在我的掌上。
I have engraved you in the palm of my hands.
你的前缘常在我的面前。
Your walls are always before me.
主啊，我们的难处都在你的眼前。
Our burdens are all laid in front of you.
我们生命里面被仇敌毁坏的，你都知道。主啊，谢谢你，你来就是要来拯救。
Thank you that you came to rescue us.
要来医治。
Heal us.
我们再次的说，谢谢你的话语。
Once again, we say thank you for your words.
主啊，我们坚定我们的心志，要靠着你的能力成为第四种土壤。
So, by
适的这种谢谢赞美，你能够把能力赐下，主要是的，主专你的圣灵来继续的来浇灌我们中间的每一位，哈利路亚，主我们敞开心来接受，主要是的，主不是靠着我们自己的功行啊，不是靠着律法，是靠着你的恩典，主我们再次的相信耶稣基督的十字架上的恩典都是恩典，哈利路亚，主要谢谢你，哈利路亚，提升我们每一个人的信心，主要提升，主要在每一个领域都要来经历，哦，在我们的灵的层面、情感的层面，主要你情感受伤的你来医治，主要任何的这种忧郁的灵都要彻底的离开，负面的东西都要彻底的离开。主啊，使得我们的身体转变来医治，主啊，因为这是你给你儿女的奉我们的经济上也继续的来祝福，因为你带着经济光面已经担当了地里面的经济，主啊，使得你说先求你的国和你的义气，他们都要嫁给我们，按你的话语来兑现，奉主耶稣的名 Amen。 下面花个十分钟的时间，大家在一起啊，就是远方的人们一起来为自己的需要来祷告啊，为我的女儿也继续的祷告，好吧，为有病的你知道的都来祷告，有需要的。
So we spend 2 or 3 minutes and pray for each other's needs.
OK， 好。